Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will deliver some garden news for our cool season grasses and share the details of the upcoming activities through KSRE, like the upcoming controlled burn training, March 26th. But first, March is Kansas Agricultural Month. Kansas has long been recognized as an essential agricultural state. Our farmers and ranchers work hard to put food on the table for families around the globe. Kansas ranks first in the United States in its production of wheat and sorghum, and third in the nation for production of cattle and calves. Nearly 88% of the land in Kansas is used for agricultural production. In my garden news, as lawns begin to turn green, controlling weeds and applying fertilizer is important. Cool season grasses such as Kentucky bluegrass and tall fescue are among the most common cool season grasses needing attention, says Kansas State University Horticultural Department. Here is a simple lawn maintenance calendar for cool season grasses. Here in March, spot treat broadleaf weeds if necessary. Treat on a day that is 50 degrees or warmer. In April, apply crabgrass preventer when redbud trees are in full bloom, usually in April. The preventer needs to be watered in before it will start to work. 1/4 inch of water will be enough to water in any of the products commonly available. Remember that a good thick lawn is the best weed prevention and may be all that is needed. For May, fertilize the lawn with a slow-release fertilizer if you water your lawn, spot treat with a spray, or use fertilizer that includes a weed killer. Rain or irrigation within 24 hours of the application will reduce its effectiveness of the weed killer, but the fertilizer needs to be watered in. If you're using a product that has both fertilizer and weed killer, wait 24 hours after application before watering it in. And don't forget about our Master Gardener and Friends educational program March 28th at 7 p.m. right here at the Extension Office meeting room. Our topic will be everything about trees. Plan to come Thursday, March 28th. This program is open to all members of our community. And in our Extension news, we'll be having a prescribed burn training on March 26th. This will include an educational program along with a live burn and a tour of fire equipment used for the control burn. Topics that will be covered will be personal safety, safe burning conditions, web resources, fire behavior at different times of the year, burning equipment, burning execution, and tree removal. Our facilitator will be Dr. Casey Olson, an animal science and industry professor at K-State University. The day's activities are free to attend, and they start at 11 a.m. on March 26th with a light lunch, an educational program and tour at the McPherson County Rural Fire District No. 1 at the Canton Fire Station. At 1 o'clock, we will have a controlled live burn, and the burn site is at 1103 25th Avenue in Canton. RSVP by the 25th at the McPherson County Extension Office. Again, this is Shad Marston with the Kansas State Research and Extension Office, and I can be reached at the office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope you have a great start to your week.